Hello, wonderful souls, and welcome back for another transformative episode of Rising Radiance, Awakening Your Authentic Selves. I'm your host, Kimberly, and today we have an inspiring topic to explore together, the art of celebrating life changes. Life is a series of chapters, each offering us the opportunity to grow, evolve, and step into our true selves. As we dive into this episode, I invite you to take a deep breath, center yourself, and embrace the wisdom of life's changes and what they can bring. Remember, you can always find more episodes of Rising Radiance and show notes on our website. Now, let's start. Today, I want to share a personal story with you. It's a story of significant life changes that profoundly impacted me and led me to where I am today. You see, my journey into the world of spirituality and self-discovery has not always been the path that I envision. As a matter of fact, back in 2020, I was working from home. I've been working home for years, no biggie. I was a software tester for an online application or applications. There's like 13 in our suite of applications. The problem was the contract that we were on was basically expired, and we were having trouble getting the government to award the new contract. So we were running out of money, as you can imagine, and my boss had to let people go and just keep a skeleton crew to keep the application afloat. They weren't making any changes. It's just, well, make sure it still works. And unfortunately, I was one of the ones who were furloughed. I panicked. I mean, I received the news, completely panicked and freaked out. I'd been on this project with three companies for about 25 years, give or take. So my daughter's entire life was spent on this project. And so I'm freaking out. Get my new resume together, start applying for jobs. It didn't matter what the job was. It didn't matter if I really, really wanted it. I was convinced I would never get a new job offer. I was catastrophizing. I can't say that word. But imagining everything that could go wrong would. I'd never get a new job. I'd run out of money. We'd end up homeless. We wouldn't have health insurance, which is really amazingly bad. My husband has multiple sclerosis, and my daughter is a recently diagnosed bipolar individual who has just got her medications completely stable. So stable that right now she is getting married on Saturday, you know. September 16th, my baby girl is getting married. Major life change there. Anyway, so I'm trying to get a new job. And then the worst thing that could happen to the world happened. COVID. Everything shut down. And here I am. I've got a new flood of people coming into the market. Made my... Oh, woe is me. I'm not getting a job. I'm going to end up homeless, which would never happen. My family would take me in, but not the point. I won't be able to pay my bills. I, you know, kept going. Totally. And I stopped. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You have one thing about COVID that happened was they increased the unemployment benefits. Now, technically, I was not furloughed due to COVID, but I was furloughed right at that time period. The reason the government wasn't renewing the contract and letting it go is because of COVID. They were having problems getting people in to do the contract. Whole mess. So when COVID hit, Congress gave us all this extra money for unemployment. It actually worked for me. It made it my life much better. It took the pressure off. I had enough money to pay my bills, to eat, and, you know, just relax a little bit. So I still put my job in, and I started looking around. I said, okay, I'm bored out of my mind. I have nothing to do. You can only do so much supplying, putting your resume in. What is one thing I can do to improve my skills to make me more attractive to another company? So I decided it was COVID. Python. Python. I wanted to learn the computer language Python. It would go well with automated testing. It's just a really good language to have. So I signed up for my classes and I started learning Python. Also had the added benefit of, well, while you were out of a job, what were you doing? Well, obviously I was looking for a new job, but I also started to learn Python. And if you're wondering, you could just see their little eyes as we're talking through the screen, you know, the lighting up, oh, wait a minute, she didn't sit on her butt. But anyway, here I am at 50 years old looking for a new job. So within 2 months, I was back to work and I ended up with three offers. One, yeah, no, just no. The second job offer I had would require me to go into Washington, D.C. once a month. And I'd have to drive. I couldn't take the metro or anything. Their stops weren't close enough. So I'd have to drive in D.C. I don't like driving in D.C. I respect those who can do it, but I get lost every time. So I didn't really want to drive into D.C. Even though with GPS, it'd probably be much easier. And the other job that I was seriously considering was an offer that came from my old company. Now, the one that was in DC was kind of monoed, you know. It was one job, one application, that was it. My old job and the job I would be taking, while it would not be a software tester, it would be what they call a functional or a business analyst, was still varied. I work on several different systems. I tested, I wrote rules and regulations, you name it, I did it. And that's what I loved about my old job. So I talked to my boss. I said, okay, I'll take this business analyst job. Now, the one in DC was offering me 100 something thousand. It was a lot of money. And the one I went back to was less money. But unbeknownst to me, I was going to end up with a subcontractor. I mean, I'm 50 years old. Well, I'm older than that now, but I'm 50 years old. And here these people are. Salary was not what I wanted. It was lower than what I had before. So there was that. To get any days off, if I wanted a week's vacation, if I wanted a holiday, I'd have to take a lower salary. And I wasn't happy with that. And then their insurance came in. And I went, oh my God, I can't afford this. I can't. It's more expensive than my old, has a higher deductible. It just sucks. So I sat down, I talked with my husband, talked with my daughter. My daughter was early 20s then, so she's a smart kid. And it was decided, you know what? No, I'll have to resign this and I'll go back and I'll take the job from that's going to lead me to go into DC. Not happy. But good money and they had good benefits. They were comparable, probably a little less than what I had with my old company. And yes, I'm not mentioning names for a purpose. And I went to my boss and he goes, well, how much money will it take? And he looked and I said, this is not about money. And surprisingly enough, it wasn't. I said, what this is about is benefits. My insurance at this new company sucks. The salary truly sucks. And I just can't do it. I can't afford to work for this company doing that. And he goes, okay, let me see what I can do. So he went to corporate and they said, okay, we can bring her back on. We can give her a little raise and we're good to go. And that's what he did. And people kind of laugh at me. It's like, you turned down a three-figure job to stay with your old company. I said, yeah, I still work from home, which means I've not noticed difference in the last 20 years since I've worked from home. I'm on a project I know very well. I am definitely a subject matter expert. I got my benefits. And since I was only out 2 months, it's like I never left. So yeah, I took a 2 month vacation, came back and took a step up. And the whole time, you know, I look back, it's like, I was so stressed. I have good skills. I could get a But when you're in the middle of it, it's really hard to step back and say, stop, stop, think clearly. Yeah, just really evaluate what's going on. Don't freak out. Don't let your emotions lead you. And we can say that all we want. But it's really hard to do in the moment. There's another thing that's really hard to do in the moment, and that's to look at a life change and see the positive side of it. And there were a lot of positive, believe it or not, there were a great number of positive things that happened when I was furloughed. I was complacent. I'd worked my way up on this project from entry-level help desk to lead help desk to liaison between the government and the help desk and my company, Then I became a software tester, now a business analyst, and now I'm stepping into another leadership position of the lead functional. And it's intimidating. But my whole point is when I first was furloughed, I was complacent. I wasn't looking to improve my skills. I let everything go. I'm happy. I'll keep my bare minimum what I need to get my security clearance and all this other stuff. And I didn't try and make myself move forward and make me more attractive to other employment. So I look at this change now and I start seeing, okay, I'm starting to get a little complacent again. What do I need to do? And that's where this new position comes in. It's great. But at the same time, I look back and I say, other people are in my position and I can help them. I can help them look at this from a more spiritual point of view, from a more productive point of view. And that is where Awakening Tulip was based, I guess. That's when I came up with this idea. And my company is evolving as I'm evolving with my day job. My company is evolving, offering a wide range of programs that helps with meditation, yoga, confidence, you name it. I work with that. So what I learned from this furlough, from this horrible time in my life when my life changed because, but I didn't want it and I wasn't expecting it, is that change is a natural part of life. There's a constant ebb and flow, like the tides of the ocean. When we resist this change, we create tension and suffering. Like I said, I was complacent. I was resisting change. So when it was forced upon me, oh my God, I freaked totally and completely. But when I stopped freaking out, when I stopped, took a step back, and I started looking at this change as a chance to improve things, to step out of my complacency and broaden my horizons. I embraced the change that came into my life. I was able to celebrate the symbol of growth and transformation that I hit. I opened myself up to all sorts of new possibilities. And I also learned a little bit about fighting for myself and what I need and what I want. That complacency is totally blown out of the water. And that's something I needed. And I think a lot of us need. We get complacent. Would not recommend somebody who has small children to quit their job because it's time. I'm sorry, I live somewhat realistically. Maybe starting a side business while you hold your job, even though you have children, would be beneficial. But especially with children, you have medical expenses and everything else. Anyway, but you can do small things to shake up your life. You don't have to make a major change. You can start exercising. You can change your food. You name it. There are small things we can do. It doesn't have to be huge. Another thing I learned during my transition time towards this catastrophe that I was experiencing was that my authentic self is not a fixed point. It is a journey of self-discovery to continue on my journey, I have to peel away the layers of conditioning, social expectations, and fears that I have to reveal the radiant soul that has always been within me. Excuse me. Another and final thing, at least I can say now, that I learned during this time period was that life changes are not setbacks. They aren't. They are stepping stones on your path to self-realization. Each of the change that I experienced during this time period, or that I will in the future, like a career shift, a relationship transition, a personal awakening, it is an opportunity to learn, to evolve, and to celebrate the beautiful unfolding masterpiece that is our life. We don't necessarily have to go seeking change. Life changes will hit us. My daughter getting married is a major life change, and I'm not quite sure why I'm having more trouble with her getting married than when she moved out. But there you go. It's a life change. I love my daughter. This is going to be a great transformation for her. So, but it's a little unsettling to the parent to have this life change on, because it opens me up again to more, you know, more time to celebrate with my business, more time to celebrate with my work and get learning that I may need to do to experience more of these life changes and to embrace them is the whole point of today's lesson talk, is that don't let ourselves get complacent. Don't fight life changes. Embrace them. Realize that they are a natural part of our life and that we can celebrate our life changes as a symbol of growth and transformation. And it will just open up all the possibilities that are out there. We tend to have a very narrow view of life, which means we fight changes a lot. So stop fighting, open yourself up and see the glorious, glorious viewpoint out there. Thank you for allowing me to share my personal journey of celebrating life changes with you today. I hope it serves as a reminder that change does not need to be feared, but it can be embraced, for it has the power to awaken your authentic self. Remember, dear listeners, our journey is unique, and every change we encounter is a precious gift on the path of our true essence. So celebrate life changes, my friend, for they are the symbol of your soul's evolution. That's all for today's episode of Rising Radiance, Awakening Your Authentic Self. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and celebration. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, keep your shining light radiant, and may your journey be filled with love, growth, thank you. Until next time.